Jackie's better. You look good on the dance floor. Oh, yeah.
See, already, you invite someone into your house. It's like you're putting your feet up on the couch and trying to have sex with my wife. I do the back announcements.
Well, you know, I think when you've got me here, you should utilize all the talents.
I'm just worried about your voice.
I think I should get pressing those buttons today. I think that's what should really be happening.
Get him out.
I'd have to say, as a neutral bystander, I thought he was very slick there. He looked a gift horse in the mouth and went for it.
Thank you very much. I mean, it was dead air, wasn't it, Richie? It needed filling.
Richie, can I remind you of who you actually work with Monday to Friday?
I didn't get to finish the sentence.
I thought you might say that.
You didn't invite him, and it was unwelcome. So,
do you want to go out and have a chat with some of the fans in a minute?
Not just yet, really.
Really? Okay.
Quite comfy up here. They're odd.
All right. No.
Oh, that's a bit
Come
cruel.
On, Richie.
They're out there now listening, and they've stayed up, some of them, all around the world. Look, I'm getting emails here. Let me see them. People who want to... hello, Christian. Hello to DT. This is from Kaiser. Listen to us right now in Estonia.
Wow.
Fright Night going to be out there.
Oh, big market. I wish here. I knew that. Big.
You don't even know.
I don't know if it's being released in Estonia. I can't tell you that off the top of my head.
Christine would like a hello from you, DT. She's listening to us right now in Hamburg online.
Oh, Christine in Hamburg.
Then we go to Alex Harris in New Zealand.
New Zealand. Alex, yeah, very nice.
Ron Bruce, Vancouver, Canada.
Hey, is these the people that are we going to speak to these people?
Yeah, I've got a phone number here. I'll forward it on to Richie.
Okay.
We've got it. Ron Bruce has to represent Canada.
Okay.
Okay. Does Marvel
Ron work? Bruce, that sounds like a porn
That's
star.
That's a great name. Also, we have, who's this? Paulo Cesar is listening right now in Brazil. It's about 2:20 a.m. He's just got home after playing soccer. See, that's why they're one of the world's greatest teams.
Yeah.
What young lads.
At 2 a.m.
Well, they've been out causing trouble. Not playing soccer.
Practice.
Now, some of you have been asking for a DT concierge service where Dave's going to be calling some of you up this morning and surprising the hell out of you and waking you up. So who have we got here?
This should be Wendy Carter. I'll hit dial now because it's an international number, so it'll take that a little bit longer.
Where is she? I love that international dialing tone.
She is in the United States.
What's her story? Do we know anything about her?
She's been out drinking with the girls the night before. Oh, she's only waking up and reminded to drink water and take aspirin and eat a banana slice.
So hang on, we're calling up live on national radio a drunk person.
Here we are.
Hello.
Hello, Wendy.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Wendy, it's David Tennant. How are you?
Oh, my God, I'm fine.
Are you still a bit drunk?
I'm trying to turn off my silly computer. So I can hear you.
Ah.
Because you're yelling at me in my ear. In both ears.
Well, I would call it more of a purr than a yell, Wendy, to be honest with you.
This sounds like you're trying to... Sounds a bit creepy.
Does it?
Are you ringing up saying, are you still drunk? I'm purring. It's like a sex... Is it the DT sex line? Rhyme me like a naughty donkey.
Well, you know, I've got to diversify.
I was drinking some Fright Night lemonade, I must tell you.
Fright Night lemonade? What is that?
Yeah. Oh, it's Midori.
Oh, you were actually drinking Midori?
What's Midori?
Midori is what my character Peter Vincent drinks a lot of in Fright Night. Thank you for being on message, Wendy. Opens today in cinemas across the UK.
Well, I'm in the US, so I've seen it 6 times already.
Oh, Wendy, only 6? Only the 6 times?
6 times! Wow. My word, I'm into it for £20 already. I'm going to the Odeon tonight.
Christian's going tonight.
Oh, seriously, I'm looking forward to seeing this. What's Midori?
Midori is a... you tell him, Wendy.
Sorry.
Hello?
It's this horrible, horrible drink. But if you mix it with other things, it's perfectly lovely.
Oh, so it actually exists?
Oh, yeah. I think we have product placement and everything.
So whereabouts in...
And it's green.
It's green, yeah.
Wendy, whereabouts are you in America?
Michigan.
You're in
Motown.
Michigan.
Home of Motown, baby.
That's right. And what's the time out there now?
Oh, after 1 a.m.
You sound quite perky for someone who's been drinking Midori all night.
Oh, she sounds like someone who's been
drinking Midori. Yeah, there you go. Oh.
No. It's starting to get depressed now. She's going to cry now.
Yeah, it's the crash. It's the alcohol crash, isn't it?
All right, Wendy, we've got to go. Have a lovely weekend.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Night, Wendy.
Night sausage.
Oh. Night sausage? Night sausage? Is that what she just said?
She did.
Night sausage. Okay.
That's the name of your next movie, mate. No script yet, but DT's attached to night sausage.
Is it 3D?
Yeah, of course it is. Missouri is the drink. Try it, kids. All right. Oh, this is sad. This is, I was dreading this moment. Was it all dealt with humanely yesterday?
It was dealt with.
What's this?
Do you want to explain what's happening now?
At this point, we read the travel news for the UK, mm-hmm. Read by our wonderful Maggie Doyle, normally from that chair that you're in.
In the studio, she comes in to hang with the crazy...
Shall I read it instead?
Oh.
Well, if I'm in the chair, Maggie...
You might as well, actually. Have you got the script?
Mean, she can pop it through.
Have you got the script, Mags? Just,
yeah, let me just print it off here.
Thanks. And,
should I go home then after that? Or?
No, because we need printing.
I can do that. I can do with a coffee. I don't know, you know.
Oh my goodness.
Is that...
Have you been teaching him? Have you been teaching him or something?
Sorry, I didn't
just, David, the last
I'm
time
I'm lucky
came
to be
in,
pressing
we,
buttons.
We had a nice little thing going on here.
I know, but you're not in a different room, Maggie. I have to crane my neck.
David, it's going to take about 2 seconds to get into that room, so I won't...
If you just leave it by the door, Rich, you can then pick it up and take it from there as well.
I'm coming with the travel for you. Hang on.
No, just slide it under the door. Oh, no.
Thank you.
Oh, Rich! That was cold! Richie just grabbed it off and then slammed the door in her face.
Richie's obviously on some sort of death wish today. Go on then, play the jingle for us.
Yeah, go on, here we go.
Right, there's a little... There's a little talky bit. I'll point you when to talk to you.
Okay.
Absolute Radio Travel.
With Titanium Internet Security from Trend Micro.
One lane is closed due to water main work on the A4 Knightsbridge eastbound at Scotch Corner. Stockwell, there's a lane closed for emergency repairs on the A3 Clapham Road northbound between Albert Square and Caldwell Street. Oh, it was all going so well. Falkirk, the A9 closed in both directions. Slow traffic due to an accident. Car involved at the Westfield roundabout. Our Facebook fan Friday is David Tennant. The only travel he'll be doing will be down to the kitchen to make the tea for the team, so no congestion expected there. Oh. On the tubes, there's 3 asterisks. I don't know what that means. More than 20 minutes. Keep up to date with the latest on the roads at absoluteradio.co.uk/travel. It's as easy as that.
What do the 3 asterisks mean?
It just means that there's nothing happening on
nothing,
the tubes.
Nothing to worry about on the tubes, ladies and gentlemen.
I mean, he obviously can't understand my travel, so I don't know how you think that went, Christian. I think...
I have to say, it was pretty understandable.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think I'll see you in 20 minutes,
yeah?
Absolute Radio Travel with Titanium Internet Security from Trend Micro.